Whether it's a huge halibut or a diminutive trout, the one that was caught or the one that got away, there's always a narrative that goes along with angling. In our summer series on fishing in America, NPR's Elizabeth Arnold looks at the art of the fish story.
First of all, there's the setup.
It was a big set of minus tides, huge for California. And we had to get up like at 4 in the morning, drive out. I forget the name of the place, but there was some great rocky tidal areas that were going to be exposed that hadn't been exposed in 25 years.
And we were in the laundry chute, a secret fishing hole that Dennis only lets his best customers know about.
Yeah. We dropped our lines down, and within about 5 seconds of the line hitting the bottom, we got a giant pull.
And then, of course, their size.
My best fish was about 28-pound king.
I caught a 75-pound, what are we fishing for here?
It was about a 260-pound halibut we caught.
Woo!
Yeah.
The biggest halibut I've ever seen. The only halibut I've ever seen.
But size isn't the only critical element. There's the improbability, just the sheer wonder of it.
I started fishing, believe it or not, I started fishing when I was like 3 years old. No kidding. I remember the first fish I caught. The first fish I caught on a fly on a 9-foot bamboo rod, the fish was about 3 inches long, I think, you know. But I was so proud of that, man. I was like, grabbed the line and the rod, and I walked all the way up the river. Look, Grant, look what I got.
Then there's knowledge and skill, like the guy who knows his insects and ties flies in his back seat.
So then I did another net sampling, and I turned the bug over, and it was a rusty emerger, but it had a bright orange spot on its thorax.
Huh.
I instantly got out of the water, went to the shore, tied up a rusty emerger with an orange spot on its stomach. The party was over.
And then there's the metaphor.
This fish was so big that when it came up to the side of the boat, I could see the darkness of the earth in the mouth of this halibut. I couldn't see the bottom.
And then, of course, the sports metaphor.
We didn't have the scale, so we used the formula that they give you on width and size, and we felt that it was the width and size of the Portland center for the Trailblazers, Kevin Duckworth, who weighed 268 pounds, and that's what we use as our guide.
But really, the true art of the fish story is simply in the telling.
And I'd never been to Alaska. I just came up here and fly a float plane, land on this lake, Salmon Bay Lake, on north end of Prince of Wales. Little cabin there, three of us staying in there. They didn't want to go fishing. They wanted to play poker and drink whiskey, you know, all night. And I really wanted to go catch fish. So I get to this hole, and I throw my line in, and I'm kind of apprehensive because I'm all alone out in the middle of nowhere, and I throw my line in, and sure enough, after a couple of casts and drifting with some salmon eggs, I get this big bite, and I'm fighting this thing for about 3 or 4 minutes, and next and I'm on this bank, and all of a sudden I hear this loud bang, this crash and smack, and I turn around, and this beaver jumped out of the tree, which was right above my head, landed in the water, smacked his tail, just about gave me a heart attack, and started chasing after the steelhead on my line. And I was fighting two things out of the steelhead that was scared as hell of this beaver chasing it, and me trying to catch the steelhead. And I did finally catch it.
Oh, yeah, and one last element, disbelief.
I swear to God, that is so true.
I do not
that is
believe
absolutely
you.
The truth. I swear, I kid you not. And I
Elizabeth
caught,
Arnold, NPR News, Seattle.
And I stole it out of the jaws of a beaver chasing it underwater. And I walked back about 3 miles to the cabin with the steelhead slung around my back, worrying about bears.
To see the salmon that didn't get away from Elizabeth Arnold, visit the website, npr.org.